Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. And praise God, the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down. And the ancient spiritual DNA on Jewish believers in the Messiah and the new covenant spiritual DNA on Gentile believers in the Messiah is merging together to cause what Paul calls in the second chapter of Ephesians, the one new man, or in the Greek, the one new humanity, which is a complete dwelling place of God by his Spirit. And devil, watch out, because what Jesus said is when that one new man finally emerges, the same miracles that Jesus has done, you will do, and even greater. Get ready for the greater. And that's why I'm interviewing Marilyn Hickey. Why? She does what the Bible says she's supposed to do, to me anyway. As a Jewish believer in Jesus, the Bible says you're supposed to provoke the Jew to jealousy. She does, and I have to tell you why she does. She had the opportunity of seeing Branham. I mean, he had, as far as I'm concerned, Marilyn Hickey, he had one of the most outstanding ministries, short of Jesus, I've ever heard of. Was he that accurate? Did he really know so many things about people before he prayed? What was he like?
Branham had an unusual gifting of the Holy Spirit, a visitation of the Spirit of God on him, and he would tell you detailed things. Very gentle man, loving, not tall, not a big stature of any kind, but oh, the words he spoke. And the first time I heard him, I had an aunt and uncle here in Denver from Texas, and he pointed my aunt out in an audience of 5,000. She had on a red hat. He said, "You have a grandchild who was injured at birth. She has never walked, and when you go home, she will be walking." Well, my aunt and uncle, you know, jumped up and drove to Dalhart, Texas, you know, over 400 miles, and knocked at the door of their son's house. Jerry had been injured at birth, and the mother answers the door crying, and she said, "I don't know what has happened, but Jerry has started to walk." And the doctor said, you know, she has brain damage, she'd never walk. She had a normal life. That's the kind of detailed things he would give. And then my husband and I, 3 years after we were married, we went to Dallas, Texas to a Voice of Healing campaign, and he spoke there. And a big crowd of people, maybe 6,000 people, under a tent, hot, hot, hot in Dallas. And he called me out and said, "You're not from here. You're from Denver, Colorado. You're from a mountainous area. You want to have a baby, and they've told you you can't have one. Go home and receive your baby." But I had a radical experience with the Holy Spirit, because as he's facing me and saying this on the platform, and I can't explain this, but it was like a wheel within a wheel turning.
Well, you know, I've read about that in Ezekiel. I've often wondered about that. Tell me, I mean, because this is actually biblical, but what did you feel when this was happening?
Well, it was low, and I knew the scriptures in Ezekiel, but it was low, and you could hear it. And it would go, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And I thought, I was so frightened, if I step into that, I will die. This is the presence of God. And then he said, "Go home and receive your baby." And that wheel within a wheel whirring came into my feet. And it was not till 10 years later that I got pregnant with Sarah. And when I was pregnant, the doctor who examined me said, "You're not pregnant. It's impossible. You're going through the change." So I went home. I had some pretty big changes. Went to another doctor. He said, "This is a 5.5-month pregnancy." And so Sarah, as you know, most people know, you see me on television, Sarah's with me. And that was such a miracle.
But I have to ask you something. 10 years from that word? Did you give up? Did you think, well, the guys finally missed it with me? What happened on your radar during these 10 years?
Well, Sid, I'm a little embarrassed to say I did give up, but my husband didn't. And we had adopted a child, and I thought, you know, this is it. And my husband,
you helped the prophet out by saying maybe he saw the adopted child. Is that what you were doing?
I thought, yeah, help God. You know,
yeah.
Many of us want to help God. And so then my husband said, no, Marilyn, God is going to give us a natural-born child. So he is the one who really stood in faith. Sid, I'd like to pray for people who are listening who would like to have a child. The only prerequisite, you need to be married.
I think that's wise. But you know what? I'm going to have to tell everyone listening right now, if you want a child, it doesn't matter what the doctors have said. It doesn't matter what your experience is. It matters if someone believes God and prays according to the word of God. And I have to tell you that Marilyn Hickey has a key word that I've read in her literature, expectation. And when she prays, she expects God to answer. Please pray, Marilyn.
Lord, I thank you that you said we delight ourselves in you. You give us the desires of our heart. You told us that the barren would produce. So I pray for everyone who's listening to this program who would like a child. I pray that they have a wonderful, wonderful child, not a rebellious child, a child who served God, and you give them the wisdom to raise this child in the ways of the Lord. And I thank you that many people, there's going to be an increase in population. Many people are going to have that child, the desire of their hearts, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Marilyn, I want to take you a little further. Let's go back a little bit. I want to find out how God gave you such outrageous, and that's the best word I can use for it, outrageous faith to believe for miracles. I mean, you go into Muslim countries, you have preached in Muslim mosques. For a woman to do this, number one, I don't see how it's possible in the natural. Number two, it's got to be exceedingly dangerous. And you didn't just start out by going into speaking to thousands of Muslims, advertising miracles will happen in Muslim countries. It started all the way back when you were 10, before you were even saved. You used to literally read the Bible as a 10-year-old. Why would you do that, especially not being saved, especially being a child?
I can only say the Spirit of the Lord. And God has a plan and destiny for everyone. No one here is an accident. We're made in His image. God put a hunger in me to read the Bible, and I would pray. And I even began to memorize some of the scriptures. And then when I got born again at 16, I mean, I was wild over the Bible. I couldn't get enough because I had the author in my heart.
But another key thing as I study your life, there are a number of key points that are very, very obvious to me, is you went to a Bill Gothard seminar, and he talked about the value of memorizing Scripture. That had to be a major directive from God in your life.
That turned my life around in another way. I shouldn't say around, but gave impetus to what God had already put in my heart, a hunger for His Word. And Bill Gothard told how he was retarded. And, you know, they just push him up grade by grade. He didn't make it, but they'd push him. And that he had a Sunday school teacher who began to teach all the boys to memorize Scripture. And he got into meditating on the Scripture. Memorize is really meditating. And how his grades went up. He graduated as valedictorian, you know, and went through the university, always meditating. And God just spoke to me and said, this is the theme of your life, Joshua 1:8. if you meditate on the word day and night, if you speak the word day and night, if you do the word day and night, you'll make your own way prosperous and successful.
Marilyn, there are many people, and by the way, again, having researched you, I see you're good in languages. That means you have a mind that's easy to memorize. What would you say to someone that says, it's so hard for me to memorize? I memorize three or four scriptures, and by the time I get to the fifth, I've forgotten the three or four that I memorized. So I just don't bother doing it anymore. What would you say to that person?
I would say take one scripture a week. And your mind is fresh in the morning. Mine is the freshest then. And say that scripture out loud 10 times. Now, don't ask me why 10 is so good. I don't know. And when you say it out loud, then God begins to move in your spirit, and you are canning the word. So I like Psalm 51:6. It says, Thou, God, desirest truth in the inward man. In the hidden man, you will make me to know wisdom. So you're canning the word. My mother used to can peaches in the summertime. We hated it. My brother and I had to sterilize the jars, peel the peaches, but we loved it in the wintertime. There's hardly anything better. Well, it's almost better than kissing your husband than eating home canned peaches. And the Lord said, that's what you're doing when you meditate on the word. You're canning it. You're putting it inside. And then the Spirit, at the time you need it, will make it, bring it to your mind and make it wisdom. So these scriptures that you say, you know, take one, take a promise.
And I like your idea of once a week. In fact, God's been speaking to me, Marilyn, that on the radio, I should have one meditation scripture per week, and I should say it every day, the 5 days. And everyone along, and myself included, will meditate on that one scripture per week. So we'll talk about that on tomorrow's broadcast. But Mishpucha, I have to tell you, I've seen Marilyn for years on television. I've heard her teach, but I got a hold of her book, The Pathway to Miracles. And I have to tell you, it is so charged with faith. You will have an expectation for miracles. And then her two CDs on God's authority. The package is available for a gift of $35. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.